Can you just clap? Stop. Why do you have to do everything like not normal? Now you clap.
You hear that peak?
Now you clap.
But do you hear the peak?
I didn't.
That was me at 12% clap power.
Okay, you did great. Thank you so much.
No, I held back. Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
That I haven't been here.
Yes, it has been.
Have you told people you've just been leaking out episodes that you forced me to record at knife point before departure?
I didn't know such thing.
Did they know? Has the value of the listens gone down? I hope, because I was under duress the whole time. No, you weren't. You're like, oh, pretend it's September. Pretend it's August. What month are we now?
Now we're in August.
No, September.
No, we're in August right now.
Happy. How was your birthday? Did you enjoy?
My birthday's on Sunday. No, it's Friday.
Your birthday was 2 days ago.
We don't do the back and the front and the back and the front.
It was a great birthday. She had such a good time.
You owe me a birthday episode. I gave you a full episode. Is today my birthday episode?
No.
Yeah, because we haven't had my birthday yet.
Yeah.
So you said you had a topic for this week's episode. You told me don't prepare anything.
I did have a topic.
Uh-huh.
We now are in the club.
What club?
Long distance relationships. We did it.
From your trip away?
Yeah. 3 weeks long distance relationship.
That doesn't
count. Yeah, it's the same. I know all the things now.
That does not count.
No, no,
that
I know.
Not...
It's the same.
No.
3 weeks, 3 years, no difference. Ask anyone who's been dating long distance. They will tell you I qualify. I mean, they adopted me. They said,
we
you're in.
We did not have a long distance relationship.
We did.
No, we
did. Did you FaceTime me?
Yeah.
Were you deprived in many ways?
No.
Oh, don't pretend
explain
now.
Explain deprived.
I cannot explain. You felt alone? You felt lonely at night?
Not really.
You were not in a long distance relationship.
But you were?
I was.
You felt lonely?
Yep.
You missed me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot all the annoying things you do. Like what? So many things. That's another episode.
You were on vacation for 3 weeks.
I was not
weeks.
On vacation. I was away living in a foreign land for 3 weeks. I was working from there. I had responsibilities. You had responsibilities.
You were gone for three weeks.
Yeah, but for those 3 weeks, you were suffering. Your heart was yearning for my return. Remember, you wrote that poem? Sing it. Sing that song you wrote for me while I was gone.
You know which song I kept singing? Lonely, I'm so lonely. I have nobody to call my own.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
Yeah, I was so lonely.
I made that my ringtone while I was over there. I mean, it did land nicely.
Yeah.
The way because I left the second week of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So I did have second Tuesday and fourth Thursday mm-hmm. to like at least feel a little bit better.
Yeah. You celebrated second Tuesday, fourth Thursday.
It's an international holiday. Oh. So it doesn't matter where you are. You always get that. Bros Without Homes has no borders.
So you had two of them. Second Tuesday, fourth Thursday.
Yeah.
Wow.
You? What did you do for second Tuesday, fourth Thursday?
Same thing I always do.
Read a book and went to sleep?
Yep.
Oh, nice. So listen, it's true. I know now.
What?
The pros and cons of long distance relationships.
We did not have a long distance relationship.
I didn't see you for a month.
Okay. It was 3 weeks. It was actually
like
less than 3 weeks. It was 20 days.
No, it was a month.
Okay.
You must round for a dramatic okay. effect. It was 1 month.
All
to
right.
be away for 1 month.
Okay, people, we're going to go with this. Today's yeah. topic is long distance
relationships. Gone for a month.
Yes.
You were a single mother for a month.
Okay.
But with a single child. I was a single father.
I had two kids, actually.
Well, I also had two kids over there. But we're just talking about our own biological ones now.
The cousin came here.
Yeah, but other cousin was with me.
But
doesn't
the
matter.
Other one had his mom.
No, that doesn't count.
Wait, hold on. You took your son and went to India.
Yes.
She, your sister, took
yes.
her son and went
yes.
to India.
No, I took my son and his cousin to India. My sister just showed up for a few days and then left.
I didn't have a secondary
I
parent
took
here.
Both kids to different cities. I had them for the whole other period.
You had your mom with you.
No, stop ruining the story. You had your mom with you. And you had your cousin with you. And you had your brother. Does that make a better story? Okay. No. So okay. Just lean into the drama a little bit.
All right, go ahead.
Play some like
it
nice.
It was a dark and stormy night.
No, it was not night.
Okay.
It was just hard.
Okay.
I had these two boys. Yeah. I had to lug them across the world. You just had to drive with the other two. But
you're only making it difficult for you. The drama
because
was...
you're making it seem like it was a cakewalk for me. So this is about me missing you, and I don't know why you're making it about the kids. See, this sort of annoying things you don't remember when you're away. That's what long-distance relationships are.
Yeah.
They forget all the junk. They focus on the important things, and that's how they sort of maximize their time together.
Yeah.
So we should, like, I was tempted to say, hey, meet me in Paris for the weekend.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
What would we have done with our children?
That's why I didn't offer that plan. Okay. But
that
that's what people
really
do.
Nice.
They meet like this for the weekend.
In Paris
or in, you know, somewhere central, depends where you are.
Yeah.
Imagine you're in Canada.
Yeah.
Then you might say, hey, I'm in Montreal. I'm dating someone in Vancouver. Let's meet in beautiful Saskatchewan for a weekend of, you know, strolling the prairies. Or if you're in the U.S., you might say, okay, you're in California, I'm in Boston.
Let's meet
Let's
in
find
Austin.
Something neutral, like, you know, Connecticut for the weekend. So that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And time difference
yeah.
is a disaster.
Yeah, that so was hard.
You can only speak to the person, you know, either
early
or
morning
or
night.
No, you can't do both.
One or the other.
Yeah.
That's why I said or.
And there are certain pockets in the day. Like you could speak all morning U.S. side.
Yeah.
But then that's getting into evening and dinner and, you know, sort of evening events on the Asia side.
Yeah.
And Asia morning, you can't call because it's middle of the night here.
Yeah.
So that was hard. You yeah. couldn't just say, hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So what's different in a long distance relationship than being away for a month? It's the same. You have enough to learn the lessons.
We learned the lessons.
Yeah, you
but
can.
But we did not actually have a long distance.
How far was I? What was the distance? Can you pull out your iPad and check the distance from here to Bangalore?
It was far.
I'll tell you.
It was a long distance.
Hey Siri, what's the distance from Boston to Bangalore?
I'm not sure how far away it is from Boston, Massachusetts to Bengaluru, Karnataka by car, but it's about 8,126 miles as the crow flies.
As the crow flies?
Yeah, no crows have made this voyage.
As the crow flies, that's how Siri's going to decide the distance yeah. of Boston.
She doesn't know how long it takes to drive there in case that's your plan to yeah. drive to India.
Yeah, that's
not going to work. Mm-hmm. But 8,000 miles.
As the crow flies?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if this is a confused crow that goes in circles and all. So maybe it's like less, like a drunken crow maybe takes a few left turns, right turns, so call it 7,000.
Okay.
But
it's far.
That's far.
It's a long distance.
Are we in a relationship?
Yeah.
Did we end the relationship when I left?
No.
So we preserved our, which is now how far? Is my toe touching yours? Yes. So what's the distance of our relationship now?
Close relationship.
Zero. It's like minus one. Okay. I put my whole foot is on yours.
No, but it's true. We did learn the same lessons that people have to learn, but we yeah. just didn't have to withstand. Our relationship didn't have to withstand this over a long period of time.
Yeah, 1 month.
Okay.
1/12 of the year.
1 month.
Almost 10% of the whole year mm-hmm. was spent separated. You're not moved at all by this. That's the... I should have responded to some of those thirsty Nancys.
There were thirsty Nancys in India too?
No.
Were there thirsty Nancys?
No.
All you thirsty Nancys in India, he's mine.
They all like you.
Okay.
They get all close and then they give me a gift for you. It's very weird.
That was so sweet. So you had a crazy trip to India. Should we do an entire episode on your trip
no,
to India?
No, we're talking about long distance relationships.
Okay.
Okay, fine. I said everything I have to say.
No, you have to show me the lessons that you learned.
So people in long distance relationships don't have to actually like each other as much. Why are you saying, oh my God, it's true?
Because they forego, don't have to be with
yeah,
each
Yeah, they don't have to be with each other the whole time. So they just have to like enough for a weekend.
So you liked me less? You liked me more because you didn't have to be around.
Correct. Me. There's so much you can tolerate at a distance.
Okay. You're so, like, your heart is so big.
I'm speaking that I'm the one who was missing you. You didn't even think we had a relationship.
I never said that.
You're like, okay, go. If you come back, you come back. We'll talk about it then.
I never said
that. If I can't do toe touching with you, get lost.
Tell me other things that were an issue.
Challenge?
Yeah.
Time zones. You don't have the ability to speak to your person when you may want to speak to your person.
Yeah.
Other challenge? You're not experiencing things together.
Yeah.
Like you're having moments where if I'm here and I see something amazing, I can come home and say, hey, this weekend I want to take you here.
Yeah.
Because I want you to see this. Mm-hmm. Over there, what are you doing? You're taking photos of it. You're saying, oh, this is really nice. I wish we could come back together. But you know that's not really plausible right now.
Yeah.
And that list gets very long.
Yeah.
So if you go on a trip, even if I go on a business trip for a few days.
Yeah.
I can see what, 2-3 things that I think are really cool. And I say, okay, I want to come back here with you.
Yeah.
In a long distance relationship, that list gets so long, it becomes depressing almost.
It's true.
You're like, oh, I can't experience this with you. I can't experience that with you.
Right.
So you miss that person in scenarios where if you were together, you would experience that together.
Yeah.
Right. You want to go to that restaurant together.
Yeah.
You want to see that. You know, in the case of my trip, you want to go see this ashram together. You want to see different things. And you can't do that because your person isn't there.
Yeah.
So you're left in this digital world of like taking pictures and saying, okay, here.
Yeah. Did you feel like you couldn't be in the moment as much?
Not maybe just to that extent where you're missing your person.
Yeah.
But it didn't come in the way of enjoying the experience for me.
That's good.
It was just like, this would be nicer.
Yeah.
Or this is something you would really enjoy.
Right.
But it didn't get to that point for me because I also only went and experienced these things like once, right?
Yeah.
Once, or everything was new. But if you're in a long distance relationship, I feel like you're exploring your own city, your own restaurants.
All by yourself.
Yeah. You're repeating that cycle.
Yeah.
And you don't have the person with you.
Yeah.
So that's something that people in long distance relationships have to endure.
Yeah.
That I never thought about.
Do you think that they save their all of the things that they want to do for when their person comes to visit?
I'm sure their itineraries are amazing.
Like when they are actually together in their cities.
Yeah. And that's why there's no time for the annoying.
Yeah.
And everything is amazing because it's, oh, I want to take you to this breakfast place and then we'll go to this park and then we'll go to this restaurant and then we'll go to this theater. And then we'll go to this dinner place and I want to take you to this night spot or this dessert spot.
Do you think that couples that have long distance relationships and then when they ultimately get together and they're together all the time, they realize that they don't like each other?
What has happened? How annoying we are with each other right now. I mean, I got back when?
Tuesday.
Today is what?
Friday. Right,
3 days ago.
Yeah.
We're still good. We still missed each other.
You're annoyed with me that much?
Not that much. Just a little much. But you're annoyed with me, I saw.
I was not.
Yeah, you took all my creams, you threw them in the drawer. So if you're in a long distance relationship, you're not going to care that the person left the toothpaste cap off.
Yeah.
You don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Like you have to get ready. You're like long distance relationship people are wearing silky pajamas.
Yeah.
Normal relationship people aren't doing that.
I think there's something beautiful about both.
Yeah.
To me, the you coming back and having your stuff on my counter, like that, that's...
A, having
that's...
your stuff on my counter.
No, yeah, like just what you're say
that
again. About.
Say the counter of yours with two sinks in the bathroom.
No, I
that
wasn't
counter.
On your side. On my side of the counter, your creams were on my side. This is what you
They're
said.
They're your drunk elephant creams. I was returning them.
Yeah, but they were empty. You returned them empty. But my point is, like having you infused back into our home makes me happy.
Yes.
It made me smile. Not annoyed me at all.
That's coming. It's only been 3 days. All Give me time.
Okay.
I haven't like left my stuff around. I haven't done anything yet.
Okay.
I've been rather helpful because of my jet lag.
Yes, you
I'm have. Awake. I'm helping with the kids in the morning. Like, give me time for you to have that resentment if I'm sleeping and the alarm goes
Don't
off.
Don't do that.
I know, but it's natural.
Okay.
I'll just go on another trip, then you'll miss me again.
Okay.
That's the beauty of the trip.
Yeah.
The long distance makes you realize what's really important.
Yeah.
It's how the person feels about you, how they, the security you feel, the love you feel, and all the daily things that otherwise chip away at that are removed.
Yeah.
But there's sadness in that.
Yeah.
But you asked a very good question. I don't know the answer. I think we have to ask people who are in longer. And we're also long distance relationship people now. Like, we've done both.
But longer, long distance.
Longer, long term relationship people who have then come together.
Uh-huh.
Like, whatever the job or the school, whatever it was that. Yeah,
that kept them apart. Now they're back together.
Correct.
What was the question?
How does it, your question I'm asking now.
Okay, what was the question?
How did it feel? Like, is it?
Oh, is it like all that you were
normal
waiting?
Normal now, yeah. Because now your outing is to go to the recycling center to throw away all the cardboard boxes. Yeah. It's not, oh, here's this, you know,
brand new ice cream shop. Yeah, because they've romanticized this life together. And now, do you actually really love being in this relationship together? And was it worth that long distance?
Yeah. And that, I'm sure there's answers on both sides.
Yeah.
Where some are going to say, all these annoying things I didn't know, but they're too much for me.
Yeah.
And others who would say, oh no, I love the idiosyncrasies.
Yeah.
Like, it's part of what I always wanted.
Yeah, that's part of building life together.
Yeah.
There's no two people that will come together that won't irritate each other. Like, there are things that are uncomfortable when you have a relationship with two people with two separate personalities.
Yeah.
There are things that are irritating and funny and annoying and better and worse in many, in all the things, the aspects of life. I think that that's what makes life more fun.
Irritating stuff.
Absolutely.
Your 100%. Behavior doesn't reflect your words.
100%. Like, it's boring otherwise. Okay.
Okay, but wait.
Yeah.
First, I think you have to pay for the mortgage.
Oh, a word from our sponsors. And we're back. Any other challenges? I know a challenge.
What?
I remember calling you one day and you're like, I have no Wi-Fi. You're eating up my data. I have to call you back.
Yeah, you ate up all my data that day.
Why didn't you get a better data plan?
It wasn't the better plan. It's just what there was.
You had to just spring for more data.
No, believe me, when the bill comes, you'll see I sprung.
No.
There's no better plan. I just had what you can get.
Yeah.
And it still runs out.
Yeah.
So
our data ran out.
Yeah, so I had to.
He was like, I can't talk. I'll call you later.
You kept FaceTiming. You're FaceTiming me on 1080p. It's like, I don't need to see your makeup application right now.
So
get off
hard.
HD for FaceTime. Just call like a normal person.
That you should have just made
my
a better
data's
effort.
Went
you should have got a better local plan is what I think.
Yeah, I didn't get a local number because I just kept my own number.
See, in long distance relationships, people
they
commit,
get local
they
numbers.
Get local numbers.
Yeah, I should have, next time I go, I'll get a local number. You're right.
Do you plan on going again for 3 weeks?
I enjoyed this so
me?
Much. It was so good for our relationship.
Really?
I think you should go somewhere for a few weeks because I want the benefit of the house. Like, the comforts of my own home.
Okay.
Where do you want to go?
Nowhere.
You should go to Nepal.
Why are you throwing me out?
I'm not. I think you'll enjoy it.
Just me and Nepal? We don't know anybody in Nepal.
Wait, read the comments now. See how many people from Nepal will say, hey, come.
You went to stay with your dad.
Yeah, you can go stay in Nepal.
My dad doesn't live in
Take
Nepal.
Take him with you.
He doesn't have a house in
no,
Nepal.
No, go on a father-daughter trip to Nepal. I want you to experience low data and bad reception. You go to Canada, you won't have that issue.
You know another thing that I realize that people have to struggle with in relationships?
What?
You know, and I think people in general do this, but in long distance relationships, I think it's harder. Like, you know how sometimes people respond to texts in ways that are unclear? Just a thumbs up. Like,
yeah.
You write this long, long, long message and you get like a thumbs up.
Yeah, because of data. Like, this is all I got. I give you one. I'm going to use
or
one.
Or like a heart.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, yeah.
Love.
Yeah. Long distance relationships need more
communication
than
That's
that.
True. Why was I giving you one-off signals?
Sometimes,
probably,
and sometimes I did it too. Like, if I was in the middle
of
something.
It's just the timing,
yeah. If I was in the middle of something and you were having this very emotional, sentimental moment and you sent me this long text and I gave you a thumbs up, I felt like I had to go back and explain my thumbs up. Like,
yeah,
received.
That's time difference.
Yeah.
So your morning, you wake up, you're thinking, oh, okay, I want to share these thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of a dinner.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I can't respond to this, but let me at least
you gave a heart and that was the end of it. Or an okay and that was the end of it. Yeah. But it's, you know, it you have this communication. It's not a barrier, but you have some sort of communication issue that you have to overcome.
And what about friends?
Like you each have your separate circle of friends.
Completely different circles of friends. Mm-hmm. And then when you travel, you meet the other friends.
Yeah.
But then ultimately, one of the two will land in, you know, the friend's place.
Yeah.
And then you have to reset. Yeah. That's not easy.
I remember this couple, this young couple, they were dating for a long time. They had a long, long distance relationship. And one was living in Montreal and the other was living elsewhere.
Yeah.
And he fell into like a different group of friends and she had her friends from Montreal. And his group of friends kind of took him away from the relationship and ultimately they split.
I don't know what this is. No, this is not a made-up story.
It's not a made-up story. Yeah,
it's from one book you read.
No, it's not. But the point is...
His feathered friends took him to the netherworld, got bitten, got beak poisoning, and then he flew away.
The point is sometimes you have these groups of friends that they change your... Like your interests, that you develop new hobbies with them.
The hardest thing in this scenario is not meeting somebody else.
What do you mean?
Like this guy and this girl you're talking about. They're meeting people all the time in their own city.
Yeah.
And I mean, that at some point, that has to be tempting.
Well, ultimately, that's what happened.
Oh, he met someone else.
He met someone else and then
decided, hey, I'm not interested in flying to Canada all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, there were, I'm sure there are a lot of people who have to really have a end goal in mind to say, okay, this makes sense. You actually hear about it and see it in the context of people who are in relationships and then they're going to college.
Yeah.
Right? They're younger, they're in high school, whatever, and they're in a relationship, but they're about to go to college and they say, my life is taking me here, your life's taking you there. Mm-hmm. We don't know where we're going to be next. And some of these couples just break up.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong in the relationship, but they just
preemptively
break up.
Some try to make it work and then they ultimately find different groups or different people, different relationships, and then
but those that break up in advance, that's very different.
Yeah,
they don't even find anything. They're just saying in advance of leaving,
like, this has been great.
Yeah, I don't want to be the one who has this boyfriend or girlfriend back home. I want to be able to experience everything. So thank you very much. If we're still, you know, both single when we come back in a few years, we can talk.
Yeah,
I find that fascinating.
Yeah,
have you done that? If you've done that, tell us.
Yeah. I'm curious to know how
people find the people who came back.
Yeah.
Like they went to college, they met different people and they came back and they're like, hey, this person Hallmark never. They
make movies of people like that.
Movies are made up. But I want to talk to real people.
They do make all the movies come they from those kinds of relationships. They can make movies
about animals that come back from the afterlife and stab you in your face. Like, I'm not talking about fiction. I want real.
Okay. Tell us if you have a real relationship. Yeah. That split and then came back college.
Because you're like, oh, wait, this person was better for me.
You told me to do that.
I told you. You didn't listen.
I didn't.
See?
That was dumb, in my opinion.
You should have listened.
No, it was dumb.
I agree with you. Dumbest thing you did. You had a chance. You should have taken it.
No, in my opinion, it was not the right move for us to split just so I could go date other people and then to come back.
You didn't even go to college.
I did go to college.
The split was during or after or before college?
It was during.
Yeah.
Do you have any benefits? Other benefits?
Of the long distance relationship?
Yeah.
The irritation we talked about?
Yeah.
That's the only benefit.
I think that long distance relationships nowadays are much easier than they were in the past. Like, why? You can just pick up a phone and FaceTime the person.
Yeah, FaceTime is very, makes it better than just audio.
If we're talking 20 years ago, there wasn't FaceTime. Phone calls were expensive. Like, people had to save up they would allow themselves maybe one phone call a week.
That's a crazy relationship.
Right? Or they had to write letters. You know, I read this book, The Things We Leave Unfinished. And it was all about a couple.
Legos.
No. It was about Legos.
Yeah. Things we leave unfinished.
Half-finished
Legos all over this house.
That's Jay's. That's not mine.
Socks.
It was called The Things We Leave Unfinished. And it was about this couple in the war. And she was at home with her son. And he was away. He was a fighter pilot. And he was traveling like to on these missions. And she, the whole story is all about her letters to him.
And did he ever respond?
Actually, none of the letters are his.
You didn't finish the book.
I did. None of the letters are his responses. At the end, they write a book based on these love letters. And this was her story.
That's the book you read?
Yeah. It was really beautiful.
The book is about letters, and then it becomes a book, and the book it becomes about is in the book you read about the letters?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It was a very good book.
And the guy didn't read it. The guy did not write a single letter back.
No, he didn't write
it. He died right away. He died. On deployment, the guy died. And this lady's writing letters.
Oh my God. The whole point of me telling you this, one, it's a good book. Two, that's how they used to communicate. Letters.
My letter. Yeah.
You didn't write me a letter.
No.
You should.
Sent you texts.
You should write me a long distance relationship letter.
Now that I'm back?
Next time you go.
I should write a letter when I'm going?
Yeah, when you're there.
When I get back.
No, when you're there.
And then mail it to you.
Yeah.
Mail it from the airport when I'm coming back so I can receive my own letter. I don't even need you in this relationship if I'm doing it like that. Write myself letters. That's what email is for now. Email is a new letter.
You didn't write me an email.
No, no one. We do text now.
I know, but it would have been nice to get an email. I mean, it would have been nice to get a letter.
Email is the letter now.
But it would have been nice to get a handwritten letter. Wasn't it so nice when Jay wrote us letters from camp?
I never got one.
I got two or three letters from him from camp.
I think he hired someone to write those.
It's nice. If you're in a long distance relationship, try writing a letter.
That's true. I think that would be nice. Nice
gesture.
You have
to find other forms of communication that are not just the same text and phone call, and phone call. I have a friend who is in a long distance relationship right now, and she sets like virtual dates.
Yeah.
Another thing she said that she does is
COVID was good for this. It trained everyone how to try to be some level of romantic or relationship during or virtually.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you could say tonight we're going to have dinner together and you order dinner for your Chinese significant and other and they order dinner for you. And
that.
It's like surprise dinner and then you sit and you eat dinner together.
Yeah. See, but humans will find a way to make things work.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're good at.
Connecting.
When there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
You can figure it out. So that's a good thing, right? Imagine I ordered dinner for you, ordered dinner for me now. I'd be like, what are you doing? I don't want to eat this. But you wouldn't say that in a long distance relationship.
Yeah, that's true. You might be more inclined to say, I don't want to eat
this. She could hate the food, she's eating it.
But she's going to love it.
Because the intention of the person saying, hey, this is why I ordered this for you.
Yeah.
And also, the minute this call is done, she can run to the bathroom and destroy her bathroom because she's feeling sick to the stomach because of the food he ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that when you're face to face.
Yeah.
I guess you could. You do it all the time. But we've been together a long time.
It's not true.
It's okay. You can talk. It's normal. It's natural, these things you suffer through.
All right. You know, the other thing that's really nice in long distance situations is this element of surprise. And it could work and it could not work.
What do you mean? Explain.
So there was this, like, I saw a couple of TikToks a few weeks ago where this, like, the guy ran into his, or like surprised his girlfriend in her dorm.
Oh, got it.
You know, just like from long,
hi,
like
long distance I'm here.
Exactly. And there were a couple where the girl was like super thrilled. I saw it the other way where the guy was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I have 5 minutes?
I have plans.
Yeah. To take it to a different, like a different surprise factor, I came to pick you up at the airport.
Yes.
That was
fun. I
was
sure you weren't going to be there.
I know.
Because every time I travel, you don't show up.
Because every time you travel, you go for 2 days.
Yeah, still. That's long distance for 2 days.
Yeah.
And 1 week. And now 1 month. I'm going to go for a year next time and then see if that qualifies.
Okay. As long distance?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
But 1 month, no. See, I had to convince you today. It was a month.
It was 20 days.
No, I love. You have to do the math of like the 9 hours forward and backwards and all. It adds up.
Okay. So tell everybody what I did.
She showed up dressed like a pirate.
like a
Boston cabbie.
It was incognito.
Incognito. She wore a hat and she was incognito.
And a trench coat.
And a trench coat, yeah. But the trench coat I bought her. So she wore a jacket I bought her with my hat and a pair of glasses. So literally it was stuff I have seen or worn myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait. Oh, yes. And she was incognito holding a sign. So I read the sign. Uh-huh. Were you thinking I would read the sign and be like, oh, some lucky guy, this pirate lady is here to pick him up? Because you're incognito, I wouldn't recognize you? Like, what was the thought process there?
So the thought...
You're holding a sign for me to read, but you want me to not know it's you?
The thought process was actually... This was supposed to be a twofold. Zara was supposed to come with me. And her sign was supposed to say, "Where have you seen my dad?"
Okay.
And then my sign was supposed to say, "Have you seen my daddy?"
Okay.
The costume was just for fun.
So the whole plan essentially fell apart.
Because Zara said she didn't want to go to the
airport. I don't blame her. She's like, he's only been gone a few days.
Why, when you're telling me you've been gone a month?
Because I didn't miss her as much.
You didn't?
Yes, I did.
I know you did.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the episode. Are you singing?
I did.
What? The lonely song? You sang in the middle. That doesn't count.
So lonely. I have nobody to call my